Ours to Protect on Midwest Radio, funded by the Commission Naman with the television licence fee as part of the Sound and Vision scheme.
This week, as the Biobus rolled into Castlebar, Midwest Radio hopped on board this first-of-a-kind bus. It's administered by the Bioeconomy Research Centre at Biorbic and aims to reduce and inform people of the consumption of petrochemicals and crude oil. One of the workers, Polly, begins by explaining exactly what can be found on the Biobus.
So this bright orange and colourful bus, as you described it, is a travelling exhibition which will go around every county of Ireland. It's an exhibition about the bioeconomy, which is an economy based on living things, plants, animals, microbes and fungi.
It's very interesting. And just straight away as I look here on front of us, there's so many different things, so many different colours. Everything from candles to I even see shoes over there and different bits of things gotten from farms. Just talk us through some of the things in front of us.
Yep. So we have the on-board exhibition and we have the outside exhibition, which is where we're stood at the moment. We have a lot of bio-based products. So the bio-based products are, again, products based and made from renewable sources. So, yeah, the candles would be made from things like soya oil. Then we've also got projects such as Farm Zero C. So Biorbic is a research centre, and we're not here selling. Some people confuse us as a shop. It's not a shop. We're here to promote these projects and this economy so we can build something for the future. Farm Zero C is a zero carbon neutral dairy farm, which is based in County Cork. And yeah, there's lots of other things I could tell you more about each exhibit. So there's a whey protein drink that's made from a so-called waste product, which is the whey from cheese making. But it's not a waste product. After all, you can drink it as a protein shake.
It's popular enough. And like I said, so many people use protein in that these days. It's actually quite useful and quite beneficial. One thing I want to talk about here before we move on from this piece is this pair of shoes, because I want to know how on earth shoes can be made from food waste.
So a lot of this work and this research is about looking at things in the very small parts that make these things. So when we talk about making shoes from pineapple skins or from grape skins, it's more that the chemists are able to break them into their individual parts, and then perhaps in the case of these shoes, they're probably mixing them then with some recycled plastics. You're ending up with an attractive and durable shoe then, and it does attract a lot of attention.
No, it is very fascinating. And as you said, that's only part of the exhibition you have here. We'll take a little walk inside, because I said you have a lovely exhibition outside, but also inside there's so many more. It's like a little home in here. So just talk to us a little bit more about this. We're in the, is there sort of a kitchen area here?
Yeah, it's a model of an Irish home. So everything you'd expect to find within a home. And then there's buttons dotted about. There's maybe 40 or 50 different interactive buttons. So if something catches your eye, you can have a listen and find out whether it's been based and made from petrochemicals, from plastic-based or a crude oil-based, or whether it's made of natural materials. So when school visits come, we challenge them. Can you find anything that hasn't been made from petrochemicals?
It's so fascinating, and it's wonderful that you're saying that you're getting young people involved with things as well. How long has the Biobus been on the road?
We've been on the road since the 14th of October, so that would be just over 2 weeks.
Wonderful. And I take it you're going around to a lot of different places.
Yeah, we hope and plan to visit every county in the country, so keep your eyes peeled. You might see us in your neighbouring county, or maybe you could spread the word about Biorbic's Biobus.
It's so interesting. I said it's really colourful too, and that's what catches the eye. But going back to the bio side of things, for an ordinary person, how can they go about trying to improve their bio waste?
So in terms of improving lifestyles to use more renewable products, you might be looking at what is a product made from and what is the story of the product, how is it transported. So nothing is as it first appears. For example, we have a packet of cornflakes here on the breakfast bar, and it says, you know, the ingredients on it, but it maybe doesn't say about what the preservatives are within that cornflake. And the cornflake preservative is actually a petrochemical based thing.
Okay, it's very fascinating. Finally, if you had to sell this place in a couple of short sentences, how would you do it to someone that you're trying to get to come here?
I'd say it's a fun 5-minute challenge. You can come, you can actually have your eyes opened, you can I hear a lot of oohs and ahs, and you can have a bit of fun for a little bit of time. You can also explore outside of the bus the future and all of the projects that the researchers are working on. So this is not just presenting the problem, it's also giving a solution or solutions to this issue that we all are experiencing.
And I believe you're heading over to Roscommon with the biobus.
Yes, please come and see the biobus tomorrow in the square in Roscommon.
It's tomorrow, Saturday, November the 4th.
Ours to Protect on Midwest Radio, funded by the Commission in Naman with the television licence fee as part of the Sound and Vision Scheme.